The Indians at home taking on the Astros. Cleveland looking to snap a two-game skid. We pick up the action with the Indians leading it 3-0 in the fourth. Evan Gattis at the dish facing Trevor Bauer.
Slider, and this one's lifted to center field. Backing up is Chisenhall. He's on the track now. That ball is gone. Evan Gattis, a two-run shot to center field.
2-1. That's hit sharply past the dive of Correa and in the left center. Scoring easily is Santana. Lindor around third. He will score. It's a two-run single for Brantley. He's driven in three tonight, and the Indians' lead is 5-2. Leg kick and the pitch. And that's ripped down the right field line, a base hit, and it will score two. Kipnis is in. Almonte will score. On his way to second, Santana. He slides in with a two-run double, and the Indians' lead grows to 7-4.
Enter third and see what happens.
Bregman off second, Aoki off first, Gonzalez the tying run, switch hitter batting left. Leg kick and the pitch, and Marwin hits this one out on the left center field, and that one will get down for a base hit and go all the way to the wall. Bregman scores, Aoki tearing around third and coming home, and Aoki will score. It's a two-run double for Marwin Gonzalez, and the Astros are within 7-6. And trying to get the final four outs. Marwin Gonzalez at second after a two-run double. He represents the tying run. Indians with a 7-6 lead. Now the 2-2. Ground ball up the middle. Waiting for it, Lindor. He has it. Throws to first in time, and the inning is over. Astros get a little closer, however, on the two-run double by Lindor, or by Gonzalez. And we go to the bottom of the eighth. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss, got him on a high breaking ball, and that is the ball game. Houston Astros get close, but the Indians able to prevail 7-6, evening the series at a game apiece.
The Indians snap a two-game skid, winning it 7-6. Michael Brantley, two hits and three RBIs, extending his hitting streak to 10 games. Jose Altuve missed the game for Houston after that collision with his teammate in Tuesday's game. Twos were wild for Carlos Santana, two hits, two RBIs, and two runs scored. The Astros' comeback against the Indians falls a little short. Manager A.J. Hinch spoke after the game.
Well, he had a hard time getting into the game. They put some good at-bats together. There was a walk in there in the first, and they just kept coming at him, taking whatever he gave them. A few opposite field hits. They didn't try to overswing. They pieced together some good at-bats, and he ended up in the hole. Then I thought he settled in pretty nicely. And they did it again to him, you know, later in the game. But all in all, it was a little bit of a up and down game for him, for Lance. He didn't quite have his best stuff, except he did flash it a little bit in the middle innings. Yeah, he didn't look completely comfortable with his mechanics, you know, his delivery a little bit. You know, I feel for his breaking ball is always key for him. I do like how he used his changeup a little later in the outing. And then they just put some innings together and put some pressure on him to have to make some perfect pitches. And when he didn't, they put the ball in play and did some damage. Yeah, I mean, our team is really resilient, so I'm proud of our guys. We keep playing. So I know every manager will stand in front of his team and tell him to keep playing. We're showing a pretty good fight every single night, which keeps us in these games. I mean, obviously, this is a tough team to fall down to just when you get to come back. Here comes Miller. Here comes Allen. So, you know, they can't do it against everybody, but we can fight against everybody. And yet, he's pretty early in his career, so I know it's a year plus into it, but maybe a little bit of preparation, a little bit of comfort at home, a little bit of the mound. I mean, you'd have to ask him what's different. I'm not going to skip him on the road. He's still going to get the ball because he's one of our best. Just, I mean, I think we're always trying to get through the first. You're facing their best hitters. So, I mean, it's obviously it's a tough inning to come out. If you don't execute, the better hitters, you know, do a little bit something against you. So we don't need to put any more emphasis than, I think every time you face a big league hitter, you're trying to get those guys out. The first inning's been a little bit troublesome for them, specifically tonight.
Tough outing for Lance McCullers Jr. He takes the loss, giving up 5 runs in 5 innings of work.
And the first and start well, did finish the fifth well. I felt a little bit more groove there in the middle innings, keeping us in it pretty decent. You know, sometimes that stuff happens there early on, and you know, you gotta hang in there the best you can. As far as the game goes on, give you guys a chance to win. Felt like I did that until the fifth, you know, leadoff walk, which is really bad there, and then got the ground ball I was looking for. Just no one was there, and then you know, the inning kind of went how it went after that.
Ultimately, in the first and fifth, opposed to the middle, did you think it was more command?
No. I mean, in the fifth, you know, the first came out, the count pretty aggressive. You know, stuff wasn't as sharp in the first as it was moving on later in the game, and like I said, really bad leadoff walk to Santana there to start the fifth, and then you know, put me in a hole against the best part of their order, and I got the ground ball from Lindor back to back. Unfortunately, that ball was like 3 inches foul, the first one, but you know, the second one, you know, just don't have any, we didn't have the guy there.
The series against the Indians concludes on Thursday. Mike Fiers on the hill up against Corey Kluber.